Landscaping and Marina, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Hello, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dean Gotcher. And Dean is an educator who has been trying to explain to the American people what's really taking place. There is a coordinated effort to change the way we think. Not happening by accident. Are there carefully laid plans by which people can come into a community and they'll have a meeting for the public? I've attended these meetings, and they certainly, everything is scripted ahead of time. There's a facilitator there who wants to hear your input. It's like the town hall meetings that they're having, where the congressman wants to hear what the people have to say, and the truth of the matter, he doesn't want to hear what you have to say. He wants to convince you you've got to go along with his program. Well, that's the sort of thing that's taking place all across America today. And whether it's in the name of democracy with town hall meetings or in small groups, where, of course, you are going to have a facilitator, it's all carefully scripted to control your reality, control your emotions, to control you. Democracy really is a means by which a small group control the masses, but you can't let the masses understand that. So without further ado, I'm going to let Dean Gotcher explain to you what's going on. He studied it, he's analyzed it, and he is certainly the best source of information on the diabolical program that has been carried out in America for a long time. Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Morning, Stan. Doing real well. Thank you.
You go ahead and pick up the story, and I'll be quiet.
Okay. I speak all across the country on a process that I call Diaprax. It's simply the dialectic process put into practice. And if you've attended a facilitated meeting, you've experienced that dialectical process put into practice. So it's a complex process. Takes quite a bit of time to understand it. That's why you have to go through a lot of education and training to apply it. A book, if you want to read a technical book on the use of this process in town hall meetings or in the classroom, setting policy anywhere, even in a church, a book written back in 1950 entitled Human Relations in Curriculum Change, edited by Kenneth Benet, contains a lot of information on why the process is used and how to apply its procedure in meetings. And the dialectic is simply a way of moving a person from one particular way of thinking to a different way of thinking. God says, my ways are not your ways, neither your thoughts, my thoughts. As far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So these ways of thinking are called paradigms. There's a patriarchal paradigm, there's a matriarchal paradigm, and there's a heresiarchal paradigm, or basically three different ways of thinking if you want to taxonomize the way people think. Now, for most of us, we just think right and wrong. In other words, you're right and the other person's wrong. And so there's a dualism to life, right or wrong, and that carries a biblical structure. I'm from above, you're from below. That's also reflected in the home. I'm the parent, you're the child. And so you're accountable to the commands that somebody in a higher authority has given you. And that is, again, a patriarchal system. But the dialectic is all about the negation of that system, that way of thinking. To move a person from, an individual, from accountability to God, a voice above human nature, to where now the person cannot function outside of human relationship. And that's the hallmark of socialism. So the formula, if you ever studied Hegel, would be A plus negative A equals A. Well, anybody who took math knows that, you know, if you take a 1 and a negative 1, you put them together, you end up with 0. How do you end up with a 1 again? Well, it's called synthesis. In other words, you take what the other person says to you that you would disagree with. You put that aside. You talk to them and say, okay, we have differences here that will not allow us to work together. So if you suspend what you hold to believe that is interfering with me working with you, and I would do the same thing. We would focus on that which we have in common, and therein we could continue working and have feelings that would engineer us towards building and improving, if not at least initiating, relationship. So human relationship becomes the foundation of life. Now if that, I call that communism. Now, we eventually end up with the word communism, but it's to focus on what we have in common. Now, what causes division, remember Jesus said, I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. And what he meant by that was, I have brought truth into the world that loves a lie. Because, you know, Jesus told the scribes and Pharisees, you're of your father the devil, he was a liar from the beginning. And we find in Scripture, Satan actually practicing the dialectical process. And it's found in Genesis 3, 1 through 6. I took a lot of college classes on European philosophy. I studied Russian history and what happened to the Russian citizens with the effect of this process. Sat under some professors earned their doctor's degrees in communist countries. And so I had a first-hand experience on the application of the dialectical process, but not a real clear understanding of it until I spent 5 years of my life not taking classes in a university, but in a university library researching contemporary American education books. And one of the books, actually two books, known as Bloom's Taxonomies, every teacher in this nation are certified on, even from the Christian schools. Taxonomy of Educational Objectives, Book 1, Cognitive Domain, and Book 2, Affective Domain. The first came out in 1956, the second in 1964. They've been around for a long time, and yet they are the foundation for teacher certification. They are the development of curriculum. Now, this all sounds boring until you realize that if I use a particular form of curriculum for your child to apply in the classroom, I will develop a particular way of thinking. And so if I use a traditional curriculum system, which is focusing on knowledge and facts and truth, not based upon how the child feels or thinks, but upon knowing. Here, 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't matter how you feel about it or what you think about it. It's a fact. Learn it. Memorize it. You practice rote memorization. Exercise the muscle in your head. And make sure that you have yourself under control, because there's a tendency for you to daydream because this stuff gets boring, but you have to get yourself under control. And so the traditional environment in education was self-control and self-discipline. But we'll pick up.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Being Conscious.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed.
This is the America News Network.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. East Ridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by East Ridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. East Ridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624.
Stan, are we on air? I can't hear anything, so if we're on air, I... Children think in the next generation could be shifted from the prior generation.
Dean, are you there? Dean, are you there? Well, I wonder if we're having some problem as far as our guest is concerned. I'm going to ask my producer if he can come on right now, of course. If you're out there in the listening audience, I do want you to hear what Dean has to say, because I think he's certainly one of the most insightful people in discussing this problem. Basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, so I want to make sure that I'm on the air and that we didn't get, haven't got some sort of a problem, please give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. If you just give us a call, that way I know that we're actually on the air this morning. Give us a call at 877-254-7524, and I want to make sure that I'm connected. And sometimes this happens. I get cut off, and I'm not certain whether I've been cut off or the guest has been cut off.
Okay, Stan, I'm on now.
Okay, go right ahead, Dean.
Okay, I'm sorry. We just had technical difficulties, I guess.
Okay, fine.
If you want me to go ahead and continue.
I want you to go right ahead. I'm just going to be quiet here.
Okay, this is a complex issue, and yet once you understand it, it's so simple. It's just simply human nature becoming the foundation for reality. And therefore, God's Word becomes defined according to human eyes and human ears. Mark said, we must create eyes that are human eyes and ears that are human ears. Well, God said, having eyes that cannot see and ears that cannot hear. Today, when you start sharing truth with people, they glaze over, and that's exactly what's happened to them. They do not have spiritual eyes. They might say they have spiritual eyes and ears, but they cannot handle the truth of God's Word. Now, God's Word used to be a part of our education system. But as the 50s and 60s came along, we had a change in our classrooms in America. And the focus then was up on human relationship and no longer up on learning truth or facts. And Bloom's taxonomies reveal the agenda on page 32 of the first book, Cognitive Domain. And I'm going to explain the dialectic here. It's just giving you some history, some tangibles to work with. He says, we recognize the point of view that truth and knowledge are only relative and that there are no lasting truths for all times and all places. And so in his grading system is about the way the students think, the way that teachers think, and eventually the way the parents and legislators and ministers and all of society thinks. The traditional paradigm, the lower order thinkers, would be simply those who would accept a truth or a fact from a teacher or a parent as given. And therefore, they would obey the parent. They would trust, as Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And they wouldn't lean to their own understanding. They wouldn't weigh what they learned from their life experience. They would simply, by faith, accept the standard. Now, with man, that's a problem. But with God, that's not a problem. But unless you want to follow the flesh, if you want to follow human nature, then that way of thinking is a barrier to world peace and world harmony based upon humanism. So the classroom environment itself had to be changed. So the grading system had to be changed. And the grading system was no longer on learning facts and truth. It was now on focusing on what we have in common and negating all those facts and truths that you might think is absolute and eternal, but to somebody else they wouldn't agree, and that would cause division. So let's focus on what we have in common. Again, that's communism, or the very heart and soul of communism. Marx put it this way, in the eyes of the dialectical philosophy, nothing is established for all times. Nothing is absolute or sacred. Now, am I tying Bloom's taxonomies that every teacher in your community has to learn to apply in the classroom? They have to use that method of curriculum, that environment in the classroom to restructure how the children think from a traditional way of thinking through transition to a transformational way of thinking. I am tying it to Marxism because on the second book, on page 166, Bloom says that his way of thinking is a Weltanschauung, a worldview or a paradigm. A particular way of thinking. And at the bottom, he gives us the example, two men that represent these methods of education applied in our classrooms from the 50s on. Even in homeschooling material, Christian schools, if they're credited, they're credited on Bloom's taxonomies. And the two names he gives us is Theodore Adorno. Now, this is hard print. I'm a researcher. I have to pin this down. I'm not sharing my opinion. You can go search this stuff out for yourself. It takes a lot of reading to do it initially, but once somebody reads it, then they can point it out, and you can go, and there it is. Theodore Adorno and Eric Fromm, who Bloom says are his worldview, were Marxists. They were members of the Frankfurt School. Is Adorno's book, The Authoritarian Personality, even quoted today in the UN, World Health Organization, all of this movement to restructure America on an international structure of thought, is influenced by Adorno's work. The authoritarian personality was simply the parent who told the child to take the garbage out, and it doesn't matter how you feel or what you think. We're not going to discuss it. We're not going to dialogue it. I'm the one in authority. I'm above and you're below. It's the same paradigm that God, when he told Adam, do not eat of that tree. It's rote memorization. You don't go over and experience it. You don't have to discover for yourself whether it's right or wrong. I just told you it's wrong. This is right, and that is not. And therefore, you have a traditional structure. 2 + 2 = 4 cannot be any other number. And so for the liberals, that's anathema to their fleshly carnal freedom, to human nature. And so Marx put it this way. He said, that's the earthly family. And what he means by that is the traditional family, the family that chastens their children. Now, see, if there is no right or wrong, Bloom says, we recognize point of view that truth and knowledge is only relative and there are no lasting truths for all times and all places, you don't have the right to chasten. You don't have the right to spank. And so the attack upon the family is this practice in the family of chastening the children. Hebrews 12 says that God chastens those he loves. And chastening is a grievous for a season because it gets you out of your world and into the parents' world. Gets you, and of course with parents, they do it for their good pleasure, as Hebrews tells us, but the book of Hebrews, but God does it for holiness' sake. But Marx understood the pattern. He says, once you realize that family that chastens their children is teaching them there's right and there's wrong. That's God's secret. So therefore, once you understand that correlation, that system, that way of thinking, that paradigm, then and this is his words, the earthly family, or the former must be annihilated. That's a powerful word. Annihilated both in theory and in practice. Now, what does he mean by theory and practice? And you'll see this word applied everywhere today, theory and practice. It's that if you can think past the standard, if you can think past the restraint of the parent, if you can think past the restraint of God, that's all Satan was getting Eve to do, was think past the restraint. Look at the object that you were told you could not participate, find what it has in common with your prior life experience, and then practice that. And we find that, first of all, Satan uses a neurolinguistic sentence structure, a powerful tool in hypnosis. It's an embedded statement in the question, if God said, thou shalt not eat of every tree in the garden. And we've had leaders of our nation actually using these sentence structures. They will destabilize the person, the fact-based person, and activate their subconscious mind in the realm of their dissatisfaction to the restraint that they've been taught. See, every one of us have been told things we didn't want to hear. See, you can't do that. Well, we wanted to do it. Now, the parent may have been right. They may have been wrong. Mom aren't perfect, but that office is. And we resented somebody restraining us. And so that is suppressed because if you challenge their authority, they're going to chasten you, i.e. you would interpret that as they're going to remove their love from you. So to get their love, therefore, you obey their command, and therefore the patriarchal paradigm is created. Now, to Adorno was, how can we circumvent it? Now, traditional Marxists just shot people who said, this is my land and not your land. See? Now, these transformational Marxists came to the United States, the Frankfurt School, Kurt Lewin, J.L. Moreno, and others. They said, we don't have to shoot you. All we have to do is get you to change the way you communicate. Because a traditional student, a traditional parent will say, is a not. In other words, this is the way we've always done it. We will not do it another way. And when it comes to science, that might be challenged because the laws of nature are set, and you might challenge what is and find out that there are more is and not. In other words, God has order in the creation, but the dialectic applies this to man. And the key to that is, if you try this scientific process, okay, on rocks and plants and animals, on man, what you've done is materializing. That's why it's called dialectical materialism. What Satan got Eve to do was materialism. In other words, God said, don't eat of that tree, you can eat of all the other trees. As a parent would say, you can eat all these cookies, but you can't eat that cookie. That's my cookie. Now, the child would know that the cookies all came from the same batch. And so, therefore, if there was any harm, the harm wouldn't come from eating the parent's cookie. The harm, when Satan was getting Eve, first of all, that sentence structure activates your dissatisfaction to restraint. She wanted to touch something that she was told she could not eat. And so her senses now were tied to the creation. And that sensuousness is the key to humanism. How do you feel in regards to when you were told you couldn't do something? Well, for God has said, thou shalt not eat of it, nor touch it. So the sensation, this is called consensus in meetings, through the sensuousness of man. So that is activated. That comes to the forefront. The subconscious is repressed, according to social engineers. The repressed is brought to the forward. Why was it repressed? It was because your real human nature was suppressed. The real you, your real identity, your real potential was suppressed. That's all Satan was, or excuse me, God, according to Satan's paradigm, that's all God was doing. He was oppressing Adam and Eve in the garden. They couldn't discover their full potential. And now, once she says, for God has said, thou shalt not eat of it, nor touch it, lest ye die. Then he says, oh, you won't die. Now, that's half-truth. Because physically, from eating the tree, she wouldn't die. Do you realize that the tree didn't kill Adam and Eve? They didn't die because of the fruit of the tree. They died because they disobeyed. That's a half-truth. They could have eaten out of that tree a billion years. If God had not punished them, see, for disobeying, that's God's paradigm. Obey me, you're blessed. Disobey me, you're cursed. But Satan's paradigm is, if it's okay and nobody's hurt, then it's okay. See, if nobody's hurt, it's okay. And so therefore, there is no voice above. All voice is human reasoning. All voice has to be sensible. So when you today come in with truth, even in a church today, you might quote scripture and people will turn around and say, what's wrong with you? Can't you be reasonable? You're being insensible.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Dean Gotcher right here, the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Harris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Harris Survival carries high-quality, long-term storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality organic bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Harris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Harris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, 3 blocks north of Hamden in Englewood. Call Harris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Harris Survival today.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dean Gotcher, and Dean, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and get your information, because it's vitally important people understand that they have been certainly altering our way of thinking. This is a coordinated, organized effort. They know exactly what they're doing. They're using it in our schools. And then we wonder why it is that people don't want to hear about what's going on today. They seem indifferent to the crisis that we face. Well, it's because there's been an organized effort to change the way the American people think. Dean, how can people get more information on this?
I have a website, authorityresearch.com, all lower caps, authorityresearch.com, and I have conferences I host once in a while. It's been quite a while, but there are other writers and speakers on that website. I have several audio tapes, lots of articles on it. Some of them are rather lengthy, in-depth, You'll have to do some studying, and but it's important that we understand what the process is. Liberals will get on there and they'll attack, but they haven't bothered to read the articles with clarity. Even when I read a liberal's article, I'll read it two or three times just to make sure my bias isn't twisting what they say, because I want to be clear, and this is exactly what the person has said. But that's not how you'll be treated by those who are liberal. They have a bias, and everything they filter is through that bias, because they're not interested in truth. They're justified in removing of truths that are obstacles or barriers to their feelings and their thoughts, and that'll again bring us right back into the dialectical process, because what we find happening in the garden is the same facilitator. Satan is a facilitator. Facilitation means to make change easy. There's a way to change you from a position to relationship, and it's your desire for approval from others. Children have it. That's a part of our life. And yet God has said, you know, Jesus said, deny yourself. So you've got to be willing to even not have a relationship with yourself. Have you ever hated yourself? I just tell people, it's better to do what's right and hate yourself up front than do what's wrong and hate yourself later. Do what's right. That means if self is following the crowd, deny yourself, humble yourself. Traditional education was self-control and self-discipline. Same correlation. It's a secular structure of a spiritual structure. And of course, Marx understood this. He said that structure is developed in the home. So if we can create an environment where now the children can share their feelings, i.e. their resentment towards authority, and therefore their thoughts on how the problem can be solved without this top-down system, then the parent would literally be the traditional parent, and that home structure would be destroyed. And if that's destroyed, then religion itself, the opiate of the masses, is destroyed. And so the key is the theory. In other words, it's not enough just to obey your parents, because if you obey your parents, then you can't do what you feel like doing. And so Eve wanted to touch the tree. She couldn't touch the tree because of this negative balance, this fear. I don't know what death is, but God said if you eat of it, you're going to die. And it Satan says, well, you
won't
die.
One more time, get your webpage out there.
Okay, authorityresearch.com.
Okay, fine. Authorityresearch.com, excellent website. Go right ahead.
Okay, and therefore, once he got her sensuous need, because the environment stimulates need. We have chemicals in our body, neurotransmitters, that are part of the nervous system. And anytime you touch or taste or smell or see or hear something that's pleasurable, you don't know it's pleasurable until it gets to your brain and you think upon it. And so the nervous system, we have nerves that are actually designed to recognize things that are pleasurable, and the chemical our body correlates with that is dopamine, and there are others, serotonin, GABA, but so the environment stimulates something, your nerve attaches it, or and then that activates the nerve, gets to this synaptic gap, chemicals secreted, a release that goes across, hits a receptor, and say, for instance, all the habitual drugs, caffeine, tobacco, cocaine, meth, whatever it is that's habitual, that means if you don't have it, you'll start shaking. Dopamine is related to that. And so in the brain, the same thing happens. Dopamine's involved. And so I tell people, you know, you buy a toy for your child, you're having dopamine. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you're excited. You're thinking, well, when you get home, they're going to be excited. They're going to open up the package. They're going to have a little happiness in life. And God's not against pleasure. And you give that child that toy, and they're playing with it. And they're getting dopamine from it because they're getting a sensation. And then you tell them to put the toy up. Now, and come sit and eat or go clean the room, and they keep playing with the toy. Now we have a lover of pleasure. They have chosen that they're not in love with the toy, they're in love with the dopamine the toy stimulates. They're in love with the creation, and they're not in love with the creator. And see, because there's a higher voice that interferes with the love of this world. And so we naturally, in our human nature, we're tied to the creation. Spiritual, see, this is why your eyes have to be open, your ears open. Spiritually, it is a work of God, or you cannot be released from this law of the flesh. Paul writes about it. He says, you know, who's going to deliver me from the death of this body? This body is tied to the creation. It's formed from the dust of the ground. But God also breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man, which is unique, not in anything else in the creation, just with man. And he became a living soul. And so there's a spiritual part of us, and there's a temporal part of us. The dialectic, Well, when they correlate the spiritual to the spirit of the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, the spirit of man, the collective moment that we all get this dopamine, euphoric, consensus moment from. And so that is the worship of man, the worship of creation, challenging the obedience to God. Notice when Jesus was tempted, he said, man doesn't live by bread alone. You get pleasure from smelling bread and nourishment from eating it, but what? But from every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And so when God gave his word to Adam and then Eve heard that, Satan comes along and says, oh, you won't die. And therefore, now she is set free to look at the tree. There is no fear of God. That's been removed because now you're equal with God. There, see, there's no fear of the parent chastening if you're equal with a parent. Because if you're in partnership, there's your partner can't chasten you. And so the paradigm shifted. It's changed in our minds. And she's looking at the tree, sense perception. She observes that it's good for food, and she was absolutely right. God said all the trees are good for food. So physiologically, scientifically, materialistically, she's right. And Satan's therefore right. And it was desires pleasing to the eyes. Well, all the trees were pleasing to the eyes, and desires to make one wise. Now, this was a unique one because now she can evaluate for herself what's right and wrong. Bloom's taxonomy is all about teaching the children to evaluate for themselves what's right or wrong, no longer dependent upon God or revealed truth. Everything is now experiential. And so we find a textbook, every teacher certified, students in our nation, children throughout the decades have sat in classrooms, I included, and learned to practice the very same procedure that Satan used on Eve in the garden. And it's not enough to think, it wasn't enough for her to evaluate the commonness between that forbidden tree and all the other trees, because they all were common. You must also do it. You must also eat of it. And so in Bloom's taxonomy, he talks about synthesis and evaluation. To evaluate, you have to do it. And so theory and practice, that's all Marx is saying. We have to destroy the traditional home in theory and practice. Get the children into an environment, experiential chasm, where they could share their feelings of resentment towards being told what to do and allow them to role play freedom from that restraining environment. And when that child goes home, that home is going to be destroyed. The authority of the parent is no longer feared and honored by that child.
And this is why we have a society in breakdown today. No moral standards, anything goes. We'll be back at this moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Dean Gotcher. Dean, go right ahead.
Now, to bring this together is in the garden in Genesis 3, 1 through 6, that experience, I call it Satan's Genesis Project. And I call Bloom's taxonomies, which follow the same pattern. You start with knowing, you know, the parent says you can't go out. God said to Adam, don't eat of the tree. The comprehension is, if you do disobey me, you're going to be punished. It's not experiential in that you know from experience of eating the tree that you're in trouble. It's just you know you must obey. Now, the application, I'm just taking you through what teachers learn in the classroom to apply in the classroom. The application is you might decide to go out. And the analysis is dad's taking you to the woodshed, you're going, you know, or the teacher's giving you a bad grade, you know, I must learn to know. I must learn to learn the facts. See, Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And knowledge is simply accepting what God says and living according to God's will. Jesus said, what my Father commands, that's what I do. That's a patriarchal paradigm. He said, he who does my Father's will in heaven is my brother, sister, mother. Well, Karl Marx and Bloom's taxonomy built on that system says, no, we must question all things. Question authority. Discover for yourself. And that's all Satan was doing with Eve, was looking at the material world and deciding what's right and wrong based upon the situation, based upon sense perception. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Word of God is God-breathed. It doesn't come from the touch, taste, sight, smell, sound of man and man's reasoning. It is revealed to us spiritually above man's nature. Therefore, God is above and we're below. But when you practice the dialectic, we become partners with God. And therefore, once we're in partnership, there is no right or wrong. Everything becomes relative, situational. Therefore, our opinions become equal with God's commands.
And you know, it's
as long
so
as we can justify
Dean,
it, it's okay.
This is why they've taken discipline out of our schools.
Absolutely.
It is, you know, illegal for a parent to discipline a child in any way, to strike them or do anything at all, although give them the sense that they have to submit to authority. They
right.
want a society with no sense of moral values, no right, no wrong. Do whatever you want to. That's the whole of the law. And then we wonder why half of our marriages end up being broken, premarital sex, immorality. I mean, all of these things are a direct result of getting away from this authoritarian structure, which you have to have in society or society breaks down. Go ahead.
I think it was George Washington or maybe Madison, the Constitution cannot function without a moral and religious people.
Right.
And now, if you want to fight for the Constitution, you're wasting your time unless there's a moral and religious people. We today do not have a moral and religious culture. It has been overtaken because of instant gratification. Gimme, gimme, gimme. If I, you know, our whole nature is, what can I get out of this situation for me? Well, when you're serving the Lord, that's not your talk. You don't talk like that. You don't think like that. Lord, what do you want me to do? Even Jesus, the night before the cross, you know, he had his thoughts, but then he goes, nevertheless, thy will be done. And that is not Carl Rogers, popular name in education. He said, you know, he asked a 40-year-old woman, why are you keeping promises you made to your dad who died 20 years ago? These standards of that restrain you from your natural inclination, that they are inhibiting you from being human. Now, popular name today, increasingly popular. He died in 95. He's a he was a Brazilian educator, Marxist, Paulo Freire. He said, and this is now, this is what's coming from the top down. We're still going into this abyss. He said, any act that prevents natural inquiry for the child, and that's abomination. I mean, that can go to homosexuality, pedophilia, bestiality, whatever that child is going in their human nature. Any act that prevents that must be treated as a violent crime. And that's where we're going as we incrementally go into this abyss. And it's exponentially going fast now because there seems to be a threshold. Once you cross that, it just collapses. The floor collapses. And it's been a long time coming. It's because we turned our children over to quote-unquote experts who no longer were concerned about you and your authority as a parent over your child, but now focused on your child, just like Satan focused on the children in the garden to deliver them from the authority of God's Word. And the key to that is moving you from an is-not language. 2 + 2 = 4 cannot be any other number. Doesn't matter how you feel or think. Satan came in, as a facilitator does, in a meeting, town hall meeting. Well, how do you feel and what do you think? It doesn't matter how I feel or think. It's my property. These are my children. They're not the community's children. They're not your children. This land isn't your land. This is my land, my property. But what they'll do is they'll get you to, you'll have this sense, well, you're an ogre. You're not a friend of the community. And therefore, your desire for approval from the community, because, you know, if you own a business, you need them to come in and do business with you. And all of a sudden, they sense you as being selfish. Well, how would they get that? It's because now we're going to commonism, and you're going, no, private. And so, therefore, if you hold to private, you're going to lose out in a facilitated meeting. Because you're going to go, is a not, when the group is going, well, we think, and we feel. And so the role of the facilitator is to change the language in the room. That's all Satan did with Eve in the garden. Well, I feel sensuous need, and I think sense perception. Marx said, true science is sensuous experience, which is sensuous need, touch the tree, sense perception, there's nothing wrong with the tree, and sensuous experience. Eat the tree. So we find Karl Marx. I just explained Karl Marx in Genesis 3, 1 through 6. I take up all of social psychology. We have leadership coming from the highest offices in our nation that do everything dialectic. They cannot think outside of the process. We have a leader now who said, well, every day in the office I want to think about the family and small business. Well, so did Lenin. His whole objective was to destroy it. And so everything our government is doing today, not true government. A mayor came over one day because I challenged the facilitated meeting. He said, you seem to be anti-government. I said, no, I'm not anti-government. I'm pro-government. I'm anti-tyranny. And when you have facilitators come in from the federal level into the local community, I told the mayor, I said, now you have to decide whether you're a federal agent or a mayor of this community. You can't be both. And when you have a facilitator come in to mediate, even in the legal profession now, it's no longer right or wrong, it's mediation. That's all Satan was doing supposedly between Adam and Eve and their desires and God. He was just mediating. He was trying to make it easy for them to be like God. But what is the law of God? The law of God simply says you're not God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so therefore, it's his command. It's his call. We are to obey him.
John Rutter, Dean Rutter, time. Thanks so much for being with us. Look forward to our other program. Bye-bye.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dean Dodger. Dean is certainly one of the most informed people in the country. I recommend his material to you. We do carry a DVD on this subject. It's called Diaprax. Diaprax, and it's a talk given by Dr. Robert Klenk. It's vitally important you understand the technique. It's being used in your community meetings. It's being used in our schools. It is being used, yes, many times, even in our churches, to alter your perception of what's right and wrong, and alter your perception of God. Diaprax, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and get the DVD on Diaprax. It's vitally important. Well, there are lots of other important things that we carry here at Radio Liberty, and we have four tapes set on this subject. You can request it. I don't recall offhand what the... Oh, it's the Purpose-Driven Church, I believe, is the four-tape set. Then there's a two-hour interview with Dr. Robert Klenk as he goes into the background of this whole concept of how we are going to change people's perspective of the world. It's a four-tape set available to Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. We have a four-tape set on the USS Liberty. Do you ever wonder what really happened back in 1967 when an American intelligence ship was attacked off the coast of the Sinai, and the ship almost went down, and everybody there would have been killed if it happened? They spent special forces units actually to kill the American forces. And, of course, this was all coordinated through Washington, D.C., that wanted to kill all those men, all those American men, so they could justify going to war with Egypt. We have certainly a special, which contains a four-tape set, a video, a DVD, and some articles. Or you can get them separately, the four-tape set on the, or four-CD set on the sinking of the USS Liberty, the DVD, Dead in the Water, put out by BBC, totally suppressed here in America. You can't let the American people know that our leaders, like Robert Strange McNamara, deeply involved in the occult, incidentally, wanted to kill those American people, just like he sent our boys over to fight in Vietnam, to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never be allowed to win the war, because we didn't go there to win the war. We just went there as a great diversion, as they brought in the first steps of socialism to America and Medicare and the great society, all steps along the way to where we are today that has led us to becoming a morally and financially bankrupt nation. Well, if you'd like to get the information on the USS Liberty, we have a four-tape set on deadly assassins. Goes into the effort to kill General Patton. We have a four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, on the murder of Martin Luther King. Information you won't get elsewhere. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there regularly on the Internet, 9 hours a day. You can listen to them certainly on the blog, on MP3, on archives, on the live programs, 4 hours a day. Help us get the information out. Again, our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-666-